We already had things like Midday Spin with Sam Costa and people like that. And again, it was just a straight record programme. You know, there was no attempt to, as it were, reflect what was happening in the music. It was their choice, more or less. But then it was decided, the controller of the Light programme decided to put on a Saturday night show, which became Pick of the Pops. In other words, it was a deliberate attempt to represent the way the music was moving. And the one way we could show that was with a record chart, which the BBC didn't have any access to, no chart as such itself, but I decided we'd include a chart. So we made it up out of those published in the music press. And because the charts in the NME or the MM, even they were slightly suspect and influenced by advertising. It was always interesting to note that the front page ad of some new record, it turned up in the chart the next week. Whether it had actually sold any records, I wouldn't know. It was four papers, the NME, the Melody Maker, the Record Mirror and the Disc, I think. And I just added the chart positions each week together and obviously the one with the lowest figures was the top one. And if there was a debaters, which it should be, I would, you know, put the new one on top of the old one, you know, so we've created our own chart.
Hi there, pop pickers. It's me again, and Sunday at four means Pick of the Pops.
Well, one day, Anna Instead, the head of the Grammar, called me down to her office and said, I want you to meet this young chap who's come from Australia, Alan Freeman. And she said, we're going to give him a series of programmes. You know, he can do some of the presentation of popular music shows on the Light programme. And I'd like you to be his producer. Anyway, whether I actually give him the choice or not, I ended up as Alan's first producer. And the first series he did was Records Around Five. I don't know how long that lasted, probably 13 weeks, the first contract. And the first thing we sat down together to do was to try and find a signature tune, and the sound of the swing cymbal had just been issued, and it seemed an appropriate thing, and Alan liked it, and we thought this could do. It was still only just a bit of music to introduce him. It didn't have any great significance, but as you know, it went on to become really quite became the all-time music for any countdown of anything.